This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast, where it is time for one last ride here in the Major League Soccer season. And of course, if you want to ride it with us, you should head on over to our sponsors at BetRivers.com, BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Go get yourself set up with an account and get in on the action today. I'm Tom, and he, of course, is the international man of mystery, the man in Bogota, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, it all comes down to this. A season of betting all culminates Philadelphia versus LAFC in the City of Angels. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready. I feel like we need some Celine Dion or something to push us out. It's the last show of the season. It's been a good run. Better run for Tom than myself, although I'm heating up a little bit here in the playoffs with positive weeks, Tom. In two of the last three, slightly up here, thanks largely to my corner prop bets, oddly, last week, coming in at 3-2 plus three quarters of a unit. So not a ton, but we're in the green after the conference finals. And look, I am sorry, us and everyone in MLS media across the board has just said, hey, remember, this is MLS Cup playoffs. You're probably not going to even get one seed in the final. You're definitely not going to get both. I know it's been fun. LAFC's had a great season. Philly's had a great season. They've been clearly, a world above their respective conferences pretty much from start to finish this year. There have been a few stumbles. We'll talk about it. But here they are. They're both in the final. It's pure chalk all the way across. There have been a couple of stumbles throughout the playoffs, a couple of surprises. But at the end of it, it's one seed versus one seed. And Tom, not only that, it really does feel like these were the two best teams in Major League Soccer this year.
Yeah, we truly did get a battle of the two best here. I mean, it's, again, like you said, 2-1 seeds. It's not a hot take going on to say that. But, I mean, for a battle of the two best here, Philly, they were incredible, especially at home. Their goal differential, plus 43 in friendly confines. 53 goals for, 10 allowed. On the road, a sharp difference here, but still positive. 23-4-17 allowed, plus 6. So the offense, it's clearly cooled off on the road. But, of course, going through both of these seasons here, we saw Philly have that period at the kind of first third of the year. We were getting up towards that third of the season, and they had that stretch of just draw after draw. They had one win in 9 matches. 7 draws in that time, 1 win, 1 loss. Like, and that was where we were saying, well, Philly, what are they doing? What's going to happen with this team? And then they just absolutely took off, 4 losses the rest of the way, and just racked up win after win, 2 different 5-game winning streaks. Incredible season for them and what they've been able to do with this team. You really felt that they had that chip on their shoulder, and they were so consistent throughout. After, of course, last year, their Eastern Conference final bow out in the COVID game, which sucked for everyone except New York, where Philly's kids just played out of their minds to try and do what they could to get to the final with everybody out on health and safety protocols. And heartbreaking for them, but here they are. They are in it now. And they're going up against an LA team that, I mean, that first half of the season for them was just incredibly dominant. And then they did have that stretch where they broke off 7 straight wins and then followed it up with 3 straight losses. And really that final quarter of the season, like that was the point where you had four losses in 5 games. You had 4 losses and a draw in 6. And it was, okay, is LA just cooled off? Have they peaked and they're coming down? Well, then they follow it up and they finish the season strong. And now their last 5 games here, of course, with the 2 playoff wins, 4 wins in their 5. They lost their final game to Nashville, but they had everything clinched at that point. And you have to wonder here, like you said, it is the two best teams. You start comparing them statistically here. Their goal differential at home, not as good as Philly, but guess what? They get that home field advantage because they, of course, were the Supporters Shield winners here 45-4-17 against. And let's break it down here, Taylor. Let's get right into the odds now, because I've spent enough time talking not about the odds in this one. But they speak for themselves. LA is the favorite here, -125. Philly +295 is the underdog in the draw, +320. The total market in this one, over 2.5 at -167, under 2.5 +135. Taylor, we've got a lot of bets to get to here today, but should we start off talking about who we think is going to win this game?
Absolutely. You look at the numbers, the first thing that you notice, and I'm sure you picked up on this as well, Tom. Once again, I think we are getting some real value on the road team in this spot. And I think once again, we're getting value on Philly. It's been a team that I think you've been able to still, considering how dominant they've been, you've been able to profit on them at times this season. Whereas LAFC, that value has kind of never been there this year. It picked up a little bit in the late stages. You talked about the stretch where they were losing a lot of road games. If you want to throw out that sample size here, because this is a home game, and with everything we've seen from them throughout these playoffs, as they've been the home team in every one of these games, I think that's pretty fair. Go ahead.
And the reality there is the value with LA has been on betting against them, because we have seen these lines time and time again. And in that time period where they were losing games, you could make some money on that because books were slow to adjust.
Totally. And I like Philly, the books picked up on as the season went on, but we were still figuring out some things, especially with some of those Philly home bets. Of course, the wrinkle here is this is a road game for Philly. I will say this just out the gate, Tom. Philly was a really good road team this year. Let's not forget this. I understand they're like a team we think of as completely home dominant, a team where it's worth taking -1, -1.5 against bad teams when they're at home. You kind of do that with a blindfold over you, and it usually hits. They were tied for the third best road team in Major League Soccer this year with LAFC, actually. So they were really, really good home and away. They're an extremely complete team across the board. I mean, we've been talking for years. You mentioned last year, the heartbreak of that. You can go back to 2020 when they won the Supporters Shield and didn't win it all. This has been years in the making. And the question has often been, can they get the DP goals? They've built sort of this defensive foundation under Curtin. And the other end of the pitch has figured itself out this year as well. You know, we've mentioned a lot about Gazdag and Ura and Carranza, and these guys have been awesome. So you combine that with the pressing system, and now this is a complete team. My thing with LA, and I would still maintain this a little bit through the playoff data, is I think that defense is still a little bit wobbly, Tom.
You look at the statistics for this team, and of course, every metric, these teams are like 1-2. You mentioned it. They're actually 4-5 on the road. But the Union, goals for 76, LA 72. That's 1-2. Goals allowed here is where it gets a little bit dicey, because 27 goals allowed for the Union. No surprise. I mean, every part of that team is absolutely fantastic defensively, right down to their goalkeeper and Andre Blake, who continues to just be awesome. LA, 40 goals allowed. That's, I mean, it's not one of the worst metrics. They're still one of the best teams in the league, but that's the stark difference here. That LA defense, you look at some of the games that they had to play in, they gave up 2 to the Galaxy here. They lost that 0-1 to Nashville, but you know that they weren't really playing in that game. But then you start going back. They gave up 1 to Portland, gave up 1 to the Dynamo, drew Minnesota United 1-1. Dallas put up 2 on them. Then you get a clean sheet with Salt Lake, and then it starts going back down. I mean, they had that ugly road stretch, that 3-game road stretch where the Dynamo, Austin, and the Earthquakes each put up 2 and Austin put up 4. Defense can be a problem here, and I completely agree with you. The advantage, I feel, is with Philly in this game. And when you talk about these numbers, 3-1 on the Union here, statistically, they're the better team. And I don't think home field advantage in a final is going to play that much of an effect. Like, to skew the line that far. I texted with Fox's John Strong earlier this week, shameless name drop here. And I just said, I was like, hey, who do you think's winning this game? And he said, Tom, this is a coin flip for me. I have no idea. A coin flip? Like, he's no dummy. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to soccer. He's probably seen more Major League Soccer games than any of us this year. And 3-1? the books are really saying the Union are 3-1 dogs here. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I the value in the price is just with Philly here. If you're going to bet this game, I don't see any way that you're not taking Philly unless you're if you want to bet a side.
For me, it's a coin flip with the table kind of. You have one of the legs of the table kind of screwed up, so the coin sort of leans one way. And that way for me is Philly, actually. Like, I would even in a vacuum slightly lean Philly, Tom, not considering where the game is being played, not considering the numbers, but just head-to-head in a vacuum. Philly's right there. I mean, like, these teams are on the exact same tier. So, again, the value is absolutely out of whack. You can get some incredible prices on Philadelphia. I'll just talk about their defense one more time since you outlined some of the LAFC stuff. You take out that weird 4-0 drubbing that Philly had where we started to think, oh, are they about to have an LAFC fall off a cliff? No, it didn't happen. It's just kind of a one-game, one-off thing. If you take that out, they've only conceded 2 goals since late August. I mean, this is a team that's been absolutely on fire.
It's insane. I mean,
like, they're just a complete unit. And I also think, like, it's not a small thing that LAFC is hosting this game. I don't think that is something to completely ignore. I think the energy is going to be crazy. When you look at MLS Cup finals here in recent years, the home team is 7-3 in terms of lifting the trophy in those 10. So there is an advantage there. I don't think it's insignificant. I like the way that Philly plays to kind of quiet things down early. The pressing style is so hard to break through. If anyone can do it, it's LA, because this is a team that's been able to adapt through a variety of formations and systems throughout the year. They brought in new guys. They won, you know, handily over Austin without even using their European, you know, late stage career star in Gareth Bale. They have all these different ways that they can beat you. So if anyone can do it, it's LA. But this system for Philly is so hard to beat down. It's hard to score on. It's hard to prevent goals on, all of this. So again, I think we have full agreement, Tom, in terms of how we're reading this. Our official plays may differ. Curious to see which side you want to go, which exact play you're going. I think we know which side, but there's a few different ways you can bet this. So what are you thinking in terms of Philly?
So there's a couple ways that you can bet this. You completely nailed it. And I'm going with a plethora of options here. First off, I will be sprinkling some Philly money line. 3-1, tremendous value for me there. If this is a coin flip game and you're getting this team at better than 2-1 odds, you just have to take it. You have to take that price. Because here's the thing about gambling. At the end of the day, you're not trying to be right every single time. It's a counterintuitive, very weird thing to say. But in this business, we are not trying to be right 100% of the time. We are trying to make as many plus EV bets as we can. We are trying to make as many bets that we feel have value over the line that the book is putting out, and that is going to essentially get us to a higher break-even point and not have to... I'm struggling here. But what I'm trying to say is you want to make as many bets that give you an advantage over the book.
Right.
And I think that right here, Philly at 3-1, I think that's an advantage over the book. I'm going to be taking that line for sure. I have to bet the underdogs when they're giving me these kind of prices on them, especially in a game like this where we both agree on a neutral. This is Philly's probably favored in this game. Then I'm going to take some Philadelphia to lift the trophy at 2-1. I'm going to have both. I'm probably going to split up my bets, maybe not 50-50, but right around there, because if we get an instant classic that goes to extra time, you're going to be kicking yourself if you didn't have something at least on that overtime bid. So I will take Philly to win the trophy at 2-1 as well. And you're going to want to divide it up maybe two thirds on trophy, one third on money line. I think that that might be a good way to do it. And then I really want to start looking into these first half markets here.
Okay.
Because on the one hand, home field advantage is actually a bigger deal in the first half than the second half. That home field is where, if LA can come out and get that first goal, they're going to be feeling good, but that is their time. And you've seen it in their games so far this season, especially in the playoffs, where they come out and they're really pressing and trying to force the issue in those first 15 minutes, and you have to weather that storm. But home field takes more of an effect when teams are fresh, when the game is starting out, and you're still getting used to your surroundings here. Once you get into the second half, teams are kind of more familiar with it, and that's where you see games settle down and away teams really start to come into this. So if LA gets one in the early going, I honestly will be jumping on some Philly in-game because you're going to be able to get a ridiculous price on that. But I want to go Union first half plus 160 because the Union, they've won 50% of their first halves this year compared to LA's 25. I think both teams come out aggressive here, though. And while I want to go that way, I think I'm going both teams to score in the first half at yes at plus 275. Not going to be a full unit play here. Going to be just sprinkling something. But this is a cup final in America. Teams don't get cagey here. They get aggressive early. And I think we could see this one start out with some real scoring. And I think both teams to score in the first half, and it's worth a shot at plus 275 here.
Interesting first half points, Tom. I think thinking about what you would do in a live betting scenario is always a smart strategy in these finals, to just try to weigh the pre-flop numbers with what you think live stuff would be. I would be a little bit careful in terms of a comeback storyline for Philly, only because they haven't done it much this year. They did it against NYCFC last round, which I liked. I thought that was a good indicator of them kind of getting a little battle tested when they hadn't for a while and showing up in the second half in that game. I actually really liked that aspect of it. The problem is they hadn't done that since July. They hadn't come back to win a game since they beat the New England Revolution in a July mid-season regular season game. So especially considering LAFC's ability to pour on the goals, I would maybe pump the brakes a little bit in terms of a live play. But I understand the value there. I mean, if LAFC goes up early and you still like a Philly move, you are going to get some insane value on a Philly ticket. So you're absolutely right there, Tom.
You really are. And like that NYCFC game, and New York comes out and they get that first goal, and then Philly just roars back and wins it 3-1. Now, granted, that first goal, I feel like, was a little against the pace of play. I feel like Philly was playing as the better team and New York got one. And then Philly was like, okay, it's time to find that extra gear. But I like that they were able to do that. And you do bring up a good point here, because the other thing I was looking at was a Union second half play. Pre-flop, it's plus 290, but it's risky because LA has been a second half team this season. You pull up those stats here for this squad, and they have just been ridiculous after the halfway point. They've been able to come out. I'm trying to pull up this stat here. I'm looking for it as I scroll down on my notes. Yeah, their second half splits this season, especially at home, 15 wins, 3 draws, and a loss, a plus 24 goal differential in the second half. Just absurd what this team has been able to do. However, the first half has been where you've been able to find some value against them. 6 wins, they've won 6 first halves, they've drawn 10 of them and lost 3. Definitely a second half team here. Like the statistics are stark, and that's why I really want to take that Philly first half price, because I think that this Philly's going to get more comfortable in this game when LA starts to like to hit that extra gear. And I think that we're just going to see a masterclass here between these two teams where that second half is going to be where it's all to play for. And I do think that Philly is going to have a good chance to go out and get a goal in that first half and hopefully be in the lead. Because I realize here, if I take the Philly first half, I'm not taking the both teams to score, because I would be shocked if we have 3 goals in the first half. I do, however, think this game is going over. I like the over 2.5 here at minus 167. I'd obviously love to get a better price than that. I might go to 3 goals just to be able to get more of a price and deal with the fact that if it finishes on 3, I push. But I find it hard to believe that we're not going to get goals with these two offenses here. I think that I was honestly a little surprised this game didn't open at 3.5. I'll take a 3 line where I can find it around even.
All right, a good amount of agreement. I didn't have any first half plays in this one. I am just going to offer up my Philly move here first, and I'm going to go slightly more conservative than your money line in the 90-minute play, and I'm just going to go with a lift the trophy bet. It sounds like you were finding a 2-to-1 price. I have this locked in at plus 175. Either way, I think that's a ton of great value, again, in a spot where you don't have to be reliant on getting screwed by something weird happening in the 90. You're giving yourself a little bit more flexibility, especially since Philly is the road team in this one. So I'm going to just take the two to lift the trophy. I also like the goals markets, whether you're looking at both teams to score or over. I fully agree with you, Tom. I think how many times this year in MLS have we seen over 2.5s in general? Getting it at a price that's fairly reasonable. I know you're laying a lot of juice, but that's reasonable juice at an over 2.5 in MLS. And you said it, Tom, these big games tend to go over in Major League Soccer as opposed to, say, European leagues that almost always go under in the big kind of late cup game. So I think that's sensible. I'm absolutely taking the over on that spot. I was trying to battle back and forth in terms of that versus both teams to score. I think there's logic in both. Ultimately, I'm taking the slightly better price on the over in the minus 160s instead of the both teams to score, which is pretty rapidly moving toward the minus 180s in terms of the juice on that. So I like the over. I'm with you on that one, Tom. I'm going to go Philly to lift the trophy. I'm going to offer a third play as well here in terms of side, just a crazy kind of big flyer that caught my eye because I do sort of feel like this game is a good shot at going to extra time. I'm trying Philly to win in extra time at 19-1.
Oh, I love that play. I love that play.
Which is just a try. You know, I understand it's you only have 30 minutes to let that thing happen. And it's one of those where, you know, if the teams start playing for penalties and you can tell in those first 5-10 minutes of extra time, you start getting worried. But I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think this is going to be a punchy attacking game from minute one to minute 120. I don't think it'll go to penalties, even if it gets to extra time. If you look at the stats in these finals, four of the last 10 have gone to extra time. 40% is good enough for me when I'm trying a 19-1 bet, Tom, especially when I like the Philly part of this. So that's just a third kind of super aggressive flyer that I'm trying as well.
I got one more here. It's a minus 400 play.
Okay.
But I feel like there's some value on this price. I could be completely wrong, though. I'm bad at calculating this. LA to win to nil. At minus 400, that kind of feels short to me. I don't. Plus 400. I would be shocked if Philly can't get a goal in this game.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, I would agree.
That's just where I'm thinking in this one. But
yeah, Philly scoring. I have a prop I'm going to get to in a sec that would also back that up. So Philly scored in this. You can clip me out and make me look like an idiot if you want. I thought Austin was going to score also last week. Philly is worlds better than that Austin team. It was a fun year for Austin. Eventually, I think the lack of experience and everything was going to hit a wall with them. Philly is genuinely good and might be better than LA. They have a great attack. I've really enjoyed watching this team. They're scoring in this game. I if that's your worry, I think you're in good shape. They're scoring.
Yeah. All right, Taylor, hit me with some of those props here.
All right. Well, I'm doing one goal scorer prop here just on the basis, again, that I think the books are giving too much value on the Philly side of things. And I'm going to try a Daniel Gazdag anytime scorer at plus 295. It's fair if you want to say, you know what, I'd rather just take a 3-1 Philly money line price and not take anything else in this game. But since I'm offering up like half a dozen different plays, I think this is one that's fairly reasonable. This was, you know, by far their leading goal scorer on the year with 22 in 34 games. And crucially, Tom, especially in a game like this, he's their penalty taker. He took 7 of their 9 PKs this year. That is the stat that I'm most often looking to when I'm trying goal scorer props, especially in a final where, yes, we both think this will be open, but it is a final. If somehow, for some reason, this becomes cagey and all of our other bets, you know, suddenly one of the Philly bets is looking bad, the over is looking bad, both teams' scores looking bad, maybe you still get that Philly penalty. And in that case, Gazdag, you are absolute money to hit on. So I think that's a pretty solid protection to get. I like a team that has a consistent penalty taker and you're getting 3-1 value on him. So again, I think this is just a case where, you know, the book is looking at the Philly numbers that they've established and giving you good value on the goal scorers as well. So anytime goal scorer 3-1, Daniel Gazdag, Philly. It's one prop for me.
I like it. I wish there was a no prop. If you can find it anywhere, I doubt you can. But, oh, man, give me those Gareth Bale not to score props.
I knew that was coming from you. Yeah,
it would be printing money, and I get why they won't let us take them. Because plus 148 on Gareth Bale to score here, I will slam that no for as much money as you let me.
Same.
He has not been a player for them this season. He is. These odds are trading on name brand alone for him at this point. If anybody's out there listening, do not take this man to score in this game. He has not been a factor for this team, and I'm very pleased with that because it means he will be in poor form come the World Cup here. And Taylor, speaking of the World Cup, I'm pretty much done with my MLS bets here. But if people want more action, they're going to have a couple weeks here for the World Cup to kick off, and they're going to be able to find you on the coverage team here for Betting Weekly Studios. That's going to be a fun show, and guys, stay tuned because there's going to be a ton of World Cup content coming from this team. I'm very excited. I'm so excited for the World Cup. Make sure that you're following at Because We Win on Twitter so that you stay up to date with all that information. And Taylor, do you have any closing thoughts here on this game? Any closing plays?
I will just say, just to clarify, I do not. I went 2-0 on both corners props last week. I do not have one this week. The numbers are just too wonky. Over 10.5 hit for LA against Austin, under 9.5 hit for Philly against NYC. And basically all their trend data, the last 11, kind of goes against each other. Philly 3-8 on the over 10.5 total corners in the last 11 games. LA 8-3 on that same play. So they go completely against each other. I have nothing to look at in terms of the numbers on the over or under 10.5 corners market. Good luck if you want a side there. Otherwise, Tom, it's been an awesome season. You have had some real success. I've had a little bit more of a mixed bag, but happy to be picking up some strengths here in the playoffs, getting hot, and hopefully all of that can roll through the final. Vamos Philly. We'll see what happens.
Indeed, we will, my friend. For now, that is going to do it. Of course, follow me at TV at Work. Follow Taylor at ATLT Will with one L. And of course, a shout out to our sponsors at Bet Rivers. Go to betrivers.com, sign up for an account, and get in on the action today. And Taylor, again, it has been a pleasure working with you this season. Lord knows we are going to stay in touch because we have been friends long before we started doing this show together. But best of luck in the World Cup to everyone. Best of luck this weekend. Hopefully I can cap off, maybe get to 50 units on the season. I would not complain at that. 167 and 196, my final record going into this game. It's been a fun one, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much to our great fans, people who have tweeted us, asking us questions, asking us about our plays, giving us tips to improve the show. We've appreciated each and every one of you. We've appreciated all of the support. And let's go and cash some tickets this weekend, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.